Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. We're posting this episode in honor of the Kids Podcast Party. A bunch of kid podcasters are doing episodes to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Endangered Species Act. Check out Nat Geo Kids' Greeking Out podcast, and their episode will feature all wolf stories. Also, they'll tell you about another participating podcast. Oh, that's hot. Oh, that's very hot. Okay. Oh, wow. I am regretting eating Hago's pepper burrito. That is, wow, that's hot. Oh, sorry, need a little bit of water. Okay, that's a little better. Not much better, but slightly. Let's try this again. Hi, Earth Rangers. I'm Earth Ranger Emma, and tonight I have made a terrible dietary choice in the name of discovery. You see, I'm eating a ghost pepper burrito. I was really curious about the pepper's adaptation because it's a hybrid chili that's grown in Northeast India. It's one of the hottest in the world. Definitely the hottest in my mouth at the moment. Anyways, it has a lot of a chemical called capsaicin. Sorry, more water. Capsaicin, which creates the sensation of heat. It's an adaptation that peppers developed to prevent other creatures from eating them that I should have listened to. Anyways, I think I need to lie down. I am so sweaty. I feel like I just ran a marathon. Oh. I can't relax for too long, though. See, I just found out that this year is the ESA's 50th anniversary, and I have to plan an episode all about it. I should probably explain. So, the ESA stands for the Endangered Species Act. It was signed into law by the American government in 1973 in response to a decline in numbers of many different types of animals. Ever since then, it's been responsible for the protection and recovery of so many endangered species. The ESA is one of the truly impactful things that human beings have ever done to take accountability for our effect on the planet. I know it's not good to compare yourself, but sometimes I can't help but look at choices activists, conservationists, and politicians made back then in the 70s and wonder if my generation will have the same sort of impact. Worries aside, I am super excited to learn more about the ESA and celebrate its anniversary at Earth Rangers. But for now, I think I just need one more second to recover from that truly, truly epic burrito. Very spicy. Somewhere, and I do not know what's going on. I mean, who are all these people? Why are they wearing old-timey hats? I think I need to ask someone. Excuse me, ma'am?
Oh, hello there. I'm sorry.
I was utterly engrossed with the proceedings.
Oh, no worries. Of course. I was just wondering, are we in a courtroom right now?
A court? Well, I wouldn't think of the United States Congress as a court.
The United States Congress. The Congress of the United States. Okay. Second weird question. You don't happen to know the date, do you?
Why are you asking? It's 1900.
1900. As in, 7 p.m. military time?
Oh, certainly not. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Are you well, my dear?
Oh, yeah, I am great. I'm just, you know, not from here, and I'm experiencing, maybe a little jet lag from the time difference.
I'm worried about you.
I'm travel weary. Earth Rangers. I think I've traveled backwards through time.
All in favor?
Aye.
The Lacey Act passes.
Oh, what wonderful news. This is a triumph for the creatures of this mighty land.
Why? What does the Lacey Act do?
Oh, it's a very fine law. It serves to protect America's plants and wildlife. Simply put, it makes overhunting, overfishing, and overforesting illegal, which they certainly are.
Oh, that's incredible, just like the ESA.
Not just like anything. The Lacey Act is the very first federal wildlife conservation law. Is the ESA some sort of law where you come from?
Sort of. I mean, it will be. I'm Emma, by the way. Earth Ranger Emma.
My name is Rosalie, of Hawk Mountain.
Nice to meet you.
You as well. I must say, it can be so hard to rouse people to action. It really warms my heart that the Lacey Act passed. You know, I've been hoping to create a sanctuary for birds. You see, many citizens simply aren't aware of the effects we humans have on the natural world. I sometimes fear that we shan't manage to alter course.
Oh, you can say that again.
No, there's no need to repeat it. You're a very peculiar young woman, though I must say that I appreciate your enthusiasm for the environment. But please excuse me. Regretfully, I have a train to catch and birds to tend. Ta-ta.
Oh, of course. Ta-ta! Wow, I really hope she does create that sanctuary. Wait a minute. Rosalie, bird sanctuary, Hawk Mountain, Earth Rangers? I think that was Rosalie Edge, one of the first conservationists in America. Did you know that she helped to establish Hawk Mountain Sanctuary? That's the oldest wildlife sanctuary devoted to birds of prey. Oh, I have got to get her autograph. Oh, Rosalie! Wait, Rosalie! Whoa, where am I? What? I'm in the middle of the street. Oh, taxi cab. Hey, I am walking here. Okay. Safe on the sidewalk. I was at the Congress, and Rosalie was there, which, by the way, I can't believe a conservationist like her would be worried about having an impact, but now I'm here. Ooh, look, a newspaper. Let me see. Whoa. Earth Rangers, it looks like I've just traveled through both space and time. I'm in New York City, and it's 1962, and May. I wonder why here specifically now? To enjoy the Beatles' Red album? No, probably not. It wasn't their best, but I can't figure it out. Did the Ghost Peppers turn me into a ghost? Am I experiencing the first instance of burrito-induced time travel? Huh. What a beautiful building. New York University.
No more DDT. No more DDT.
Hey! What are you protesting?
What we are protesting is unregulated pesticide use.
Yes, and waiting to hear Rachel Carson speak.
Rachel Carson? Who wrote Silent Spring? Such a classic.
Wait, is that what her new book is called?
Right. New. Yeah. It's all about the impact of pesticides on waterways and the American eagle. Oh, the chapter about the way it hurts their eggs by making their shells too soft. So hard to read, but so important to know.
So are you part of the press?
The press? No. Why?
How did you get an early copy?
Oh, right. I'm a bit of a conservationist myself.
Oh, really? That's exactly what I want to do. Either that, or maybe working in the government, you know, to change things. I actually have a job offer to work for a senator on a real environmental project, but it's hard to know where to focus. I just need to know what to do to help the planet.
Completely agree. I worry about that, too. I'm Emma, by the way.
My name is Dennis.
And my name is Denise.
Okay, denizens of Dennis's.
You can call me Dennis H. for Hayes.
Wait, you're Dennis Hayes, as in Dennis Hayes?
Yes.
Oh, wow, is that job offer? Is it from Senator Nelson?
Whoa, how do you know that?
Well, I'm friends of the senator. Huge fan of his work. Can I shake your hand? So nice to meet you. And you should definitely get Rachel's book. Read it a whole bunch. Read it again and again and again, and then maybe in 1973 help create a law that protects species like the ones in her book that are endangered.
A law to protect endangered species? Huh. An Endangered Species Act. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly like that. That is a great idea. And then maybe a few years later, you can, I don't know, invent a day to celebrate the Earth.
Oh, wow.
A day for the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Probably on April 22nd. Seems like a good spring day. Oh, and also, don't use fossil fuels and invest in computers and have fun discovering the Beatles. Whoa, here we go again. Right, Earth Rangers. I think I just space-time warped. Again, I'm not exactly sure when or where I am, but I need a sec. Do you have any idea who that was? That was Dennis Hayes. The Dennis Hayes. He literally created Earth Day and assisted on the ESA. He's one of the most influential environmentalists of all time. Or, I mean, he will be. Did you hear what he said? About how he didn't know what to focus on to help the planet the most? I can't believe he felt like that too. This is the guy that invented Earth Day. Now let's figure out where we are. Wait, I recognize this place. That's the Congress building. That's where we started. But certainly not when we started. Huh. I wonder why there's such a huge crowd of people gathered around the Capitol building. Excuse me. Excuse me, do you know why there's so many people?
We've all come to support the signing.
The signing of the... Adelia!
Have we met?
Yes, no, I mean, not yet. Or we currently are meeting now. Wow, you're so young.
Well, thank you. I mean, we're relatively the same age, aren't we?
Yes, but I knew you when you were older. You know what? Never mind. Sorry, you were saying the signing of what?
The Endangered Species Act.
The ESA?
Yes. Finally, some legislation to address the decline of the alligator population. And the peregrine falcons and the whooping cranes. So many imperiled creatures. Did you know that loss of habitat, overhunting and pesticide use has... Oh, so sorry, I get overexcited when speaking about conservation.
Oh, not at all. Don't worry. I get like that, too. The ESA is going to make such a huge difference.
One can hope. It's my field of study. Conservation, that is. Not that I've been in the field, though I am hoping to venture out as soon as I finish my degree.
I have a feeling you will. And that you'll be amazing.
I appreciate your confidence in me.
Me too.
Pardon?
I think they just signed it.
What a momentous occasion.
I know, it's like a... Like a dream come true, a dream come true, dream, spicy dream come true. Whoa, what? Wait, I'm in my bed. What day is it? When am I? I? Where am I? Who? Actually, I know that one. Never mind. Phone, 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 phone. Ah! Whew. 2023. Thank goodness. That was crazy. I've never learned so much from a dream before. I mean, first off, I learned never eat ghost peppers before bed, and second, all the people I look up to, the trailblazers, the movement leaders, the trusted experts, they all felt exactly like I do sometimes. That sometimes problems feel so big that it's hard to know what to do. But look at the impact they had. By staying hopeful, doing their best, and never giving up, Rosalie, Dennis, and Adelia didn't just make history. They made the world a better place. Wow. I guess over time, we really can make a difference. Speaking of making a difference, I think it's my turn. I gotta get up and do some proper research. Because I don't think I can technically cite Burrito Fever Dream as a historical source. All right, I'm gonna go and do some research. Have a happy ESA anniversary and keep on ranging. Bye!
Earth Ranger!
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty Narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or any time. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.